Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. Thank you for a fresh fire anointing, destroying every yoke, every burden right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come with humble hearts this morning and stretched out arms. We ask you to have your way in our lives today. Heal, deliver, and set free on today that only you can do. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on this line today. And we say thank you. We come to bless your name this morning, Father. We thank you for waking us all up, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Oh, we come to welcome you today. We say, have your way today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free that only you can do, Father. And we say thank you. Father, I come lift up all bereaved families all over the land to you today, Father God. I thank you for being their comforter, for being their guide, Father God. You say you never leave us nor forsake us. So I thank you that you are walking with the bereaved families near and far, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you open up doors for them that can no man close. You're closing doors that can no man open. You're placing the right people in their path that will encourage them in you, Lord God. So have your way with all bereaved families today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father. Keep them in your keeping care. Keep your arms around them all, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger. Keep them from seen and unseen sickness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere to drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for the visionary, the prophet, the teacher, Dr. Laron Matthews, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father. Strengthen him in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen the whole entire Matthews family from mom and dad and on down, Lord God. Keep them all in your keeping care, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against the Matthew family shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for Rita, Father God, that faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. Continually strengthen her, Father God, her entire family, Father God. Continuously heal and deliver her niece's body, Lord God, that only you can do, because all power is in your hands. All wonder-working power moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. It's not about me, it's all about you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously saturate St. Louis with the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. From corner to corner, top to bottom in St. Louis, covered with the blood. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We come with humble hearts today and stretched out arms to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives today, God. Because, Father, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you for your peace today. We thank you for a sound mind today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you changed none. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We come to holler your name today, God. You're married to the backsliders, Lord God. Slide them back to you by your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Father, we thank you that you're going by every hospital on today. Room to room, floor to floor, healing and delivering and set free that only you can do. Stop by the intensive care unit, Father God. And create miracle signs and wonders on today. Someone that need a touch from you, God. Stop by all the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor, right now in the name of Jesus. Drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign over every nursing home and rehabilitation center, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we ask you to have your way in the nursing homes on today. Oh, we bless your name. Stop by the penitentiaries on today. Stop by the penitentiaries on today. Go from cell to cell today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the county jails on today in every city throughout the state, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reign over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a fresh fire anointing to saturate those jails right now, those cells, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, have your way, Lord God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every runway, every train track, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up any derailing today, Father God. Oh, we loosen you right now over the train tracks, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Cover those that ride motorcycles, Lord God. Cover them with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care. The scooters drivers, Lord God, keep them in your keeping care, God. Have your way, Lord God. That they are blessed going out, they blessed coming in, that they have a head and not the tail, they are above and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Cover all the schools as the children go back to school, Father God. Cover the schools with the blood. Keep them from pedophiles right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Loosen the Holy Spirit around all the schools, from the high school to the college campus, Father God. To the elementary school, Father God. Cover your children, Lord God. Because you have no niece, nephew, aunts, and uncles. We all your sons and daughters, God. So we thank you for reigning right now, God. Healing and delivering and setting free that only you can do, Father God. Oh, we say have your way today on open forum, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for breakthroughs, and not a breakdown. That we are better, and not bitter. That we are the victors, and no longer the victims. Thank you, Jesus. We will stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today. Stir up the gifts in your people today. Stir them up, Hanariosaka. Set them on fire for you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free today, God. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We nothing without you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Amen.
Good morning, Mother Sidney and Prophet.
Happy the morning.
Good morning, Dr.
To you, Mother Marcia.
Dr.
Mother
Queen.
Sidney.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Matthew. All the God on this morning, I say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and just be glad in it. This is Thursday morning, another day. Amen, that the Lord has touched you. Amen, another day in the land of the living. Amen, another day just to get it right. But this is Thursday morning, 5 a.m. Central Time on our dial. Glory to God. We welcome you here. Amen. To ask a question of myself, Matthew. Amen. On the conference line, just start 6. Come right on in on the Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Bless you here in far. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know where you are at. Amen. Amen. Down under in Australia and Africa. Glory to God. In the Mediterranean Sea. Over in Great Britain and Europe. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Israel. We welcome you behind the prison wall. Glory to God. To the heart center and the hospitals. Glory to God. Nursing home.
Lord.
Amen. Youth home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Convalescent.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you're at, walking in the streets. Amen. Catching a bus, catching a rail. Amen. Catching an Uber. Glory to God. Just going for a walk. Hallelujah. We welcome you here to Open Forum, amen. It's a place, amen, where you can be restored. It's a place where you can ask questions of myself and Dr. Matthews, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We'll give you the best answer we could give with the help of the Lord, amen. If we don't know it, guess what? We're going to search it out, amen. We're going to search it out.
It is, Mother.
Oh, glory to God. But we say this is the day that the Lord has made. He has given us a day. Amen. Just what? To get it right. If you are woke, if you God woke you up this morning, he touched you, you're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. And you know, sometimes God will just speak a word in our spirit. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes,
and I thought about it yesterday. And I was laying down, taking me a little quick nap. And you know I heard the word, blessed assurance. I said, ooh, ooh. I said, ooh.
Yes, Lord.
I said, God, you know how to do it. I
yes,
said, blessed assurance. Amen. You know how when he gave me that word, it was just a comfort in me. Amen.
Yes.
I said, when God just give you something, he just give you a word, just a little small word, amen. Ain't got to give you, open up the heavens and let himself come down, but just a word. He could speak a word in you. When he said, blessed assurance, it did something
it,
to
Mother.
Me. That did something
yes.
to my kids, because God know where we're at in this day and time. Amen.
Yes.
Night and day, day and night. I mean, time is winding up. When he said,
it is, Mother.
Amen. Yes, it is. I said, when he said that blessed assurance, amen, you know, when we think about blessed assurance, amen, we think about Fanny Crosby, you know, we think about that song, amen, about blessed assurance, amen, and how she had a song in her, amen, but her life depicts that song. Her faith in God gave her that song. Amen. Glory to God. And so even if we look at
assurance, you know, by definition, amen. You know, it's just a promise. It's a promise that is meant to give us confidence. It's a promise that is meant to give us confidence. And here it is, Fanny Crosby, amen. When she wrote that song, she felt that blessed assurance deeply in her soul. Because someone had to help her and give her, because when you see her, when you hear her story, amen, how when she was a small child, amen, and how that she had an infection in her eye, glory to God. And then I read that they said this doctor, they call a quack doctor, put this polish, amen, it's like a warm, it's a mask, amen, it's a warm mask that, just put on the cloth and put on the people's face, amen. Or womb, or a womb, amen. And what it did was it brought blindness to her, and by that bringing blindness to her, her mother, you know, was a widow at a young age, and so the you know the grandparents step in, and so the mother had to go out and get a job, whatever, to care for the child. The grandmother, as a caregiver, amen, glory to God, imparted some things into the child's life because the child was blind at a young age. And what she did was she started describing how the world looks to her, amen. Mm. And yet at the same time, she started teaching her the word of God, speaking it to her, amen.
Yes,
and so
mother.
And so as she grew up, and so there's something when you have a grandmother that loves you, that takes time and give you a care, they give you caregiving, and it becomes a caregiving to you. See, that's a blessed assurance. Amen.
That's
because
it, mother.
You have
okay.
That child has that, is given that confidence that my grandmother loves me.
Yes.
That confidence in knowing, I don't care how far you stray off, I don't care how far you go, but yet that mother's love and that grandmother's love, amen, you have blessed assurance. So when you look at your and you look at her and you could say blessed assurance. You look
it
at
is.
Your grandmother, blessed assurance.
Assurance.
I know that my mom and my dad and my grandma, I know they love me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the confidence that you have in your soul. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. And so when God said that blessed assurance to me, amen, I'm like, oh, my God. And what it described to me as a person, amen, it let me know that my salvation, confident that and knowing that God has chosen me, amen, has given me salvation.
Yes.
He will never leave me and he will never forsake me. God brings back to our remembrance, amen, because when he said blessed assurance, I'm like, wow, a peace came over me. But yet at the same time, I'm like, let me look back at my life. Oh, glory to God, blessed assurance. You still have that confidence. Amen, hallelujah, knowing that I've chosen you. Amen, that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen.
Yes.
Look at Jesus. We could say, blessed assurance. It's because of him. It's because of he died upon the cross. Amen.
Yes.
Because of the works that he did. Amen. For us. Amen. That John 3:16. Blessed assurance. Oh, glory to God. And so when she sung that song, amen, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen.
Yes.
Every time you sing that song, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, that's a present tense right there. Jesus is mine. When you sing it, it's always in a present tense tone that you sing it. And she said, Jesus is mine. Amen. And then she said, what a foretaste of glory divine. She tasted this thing. Amen. But yet, she's singing and she wrote that song from her soul. And she already knew, because when you write something, it comes from the depths of your soul and your spirit. She said, heir of salvation. She already knew that she had an inheritance. She knew that she had an inheritance.
Yes, it is.
Then she told you where that inheritance came from. She said, purchase of God. It was purchase of God. And she said, born of his spirit. She said she was born of his spirit and she was washed in his blood. She had that blessed assurance. She had that confidence in knowing and trusting in God's promises. And so we must have that confidence in knowing and trusting in God's promise, amen, that we have salvation through Christ Jesus, and that he would never leave us or forsake us. And she knew that he was there. Not only did she knew and how she knew, is because of her grandmother. Amen. She instilled that type of love in her. Because if it wasn't in the grandmother could not have instructed her. The grandmother couldn't have not given to her and show her that blessed assurance. She showed her blessed assurance through her eyes. Through the grandmother eyes, and through the grandmother eyes, the child was able to see life. The child was able to have hope. Amen. The child was able to have blessed assurance when she got older. When she got older, amen, she understood it. That's why she was able to write this song. Amen. And then, you know, in the chorus, and when it says that this is my story, and you know, when we sing that song from the depths of our heart, we sing it from the depths of our heart. And so we go into that a cappella sound. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because, see, you don't need no music when you sing this song, Blessed Assurance. I'm in here, most shy of God, because you hear it down in your soul. You hear the song. You hear the music down in your soul, because here it is. You go into that crescendo. Amen. That's a high praise. You go into a high sound. Amen. She's like, this is my story. Go up high. Oh, and even going high, you went low to pull it up. This is my song. You hear that. You hear it coming up out of you. Then what did she say?
Yes.
He was praising my Savior. I'm the Messiah all the day long. And then, you know, she had to go on and repeat it again. Because, see, when you're singing that song, it gets good to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It gets good to you. It's emotional, but yet, It's your history. It's your past. It's what God did for you. That's why you could
see it.
She took ownership of it. Even as she wrote it, amen, when she said, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. She identified. She took ownership. She said, praising my Savior all the day long. Glory to God. She said, if you didn't hear me the first time, let me tell you again. She took this, my story. You can't take this away from me. Amen. Glory to God. My song, glory to God. God gave me this song. I wrote this song. Glory to God. But this song depicts my life. Hallelujah. Because I'm able to praise my Savior all the day long, even when I don't have eyesight. Even when I don't have limbs, I'm the little Mosiah of God. I'm able to praise my God all the day long. Might not have food on my table, glory to God. Might not have shelter, amen, glory to God. But when you understand blessed assurance, when you understand that blessed assurance, amen, glory to God, it gives you that confidence, amen, and knowing Oh, glory to God, that God said, I will never leave you. He said, I will never forsake you. Oh, glory to God. He said, I will go with you until the ends of the earth. Oh, glory to God. And when we look at David, amen, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
And when he, and we can look at David's life, and I thought about in Psalms 23, such a simplicity. Amen. David had a blessed assurance experience with God. He knew that he know, he knew that he know, that he know, that he know that. He said, the Lord is. You see how that present tense, the Lord is, not was, or will be, but he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, glory to God. You hear that song when she sung, this is my story. He said,
yes.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. She said, this is my story. This is my song. She took the ownership. David took the ownership of God.
Yes,
he said, the Lord
it
is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, glory to God. He knew that in his soul. Oh, glory to God. He had that blessed assurance. He had that assurance. He had that confidence in knowing the shepherd, and he shall not want. And so when you have that experience, amen, that blessed assurance, experience, glory to God, there's nothing that nobody can take from you. There's nothing that nobody could tell you about the God that you serve. There's nothing that nobody could tell you about your salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it was based on the promises of God. Hallelujah. That you know that you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he died, 3:16, that he died for the whole wide world. Glory to God. He said, God so loved. God so loved. God so loved. God so loved. Amen. That's a present tense. God so loved. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You see all these present tense. It's a right now thing. It's right now. It says now faith. Amen. Hallelujah. It's right now. It's present tense. Even though God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, he's the same. He's always a present God. He's always a loving God. He was a loving God in the Old Testament. He's a loving God in the Oshai in the New Testament. He was a God of wrath in the Old. He's yet still a God of wrath in the New. Glory to God. Amen. Because when you bring disobedience up on your, when you are disobedient, amen, to the commandments of God, huh? He's a God of wrath, but yet he's a God of love, amen. He's a God of justice, and he's a God of injustice to those that are doing injustice to you. All glory to justice, amen, to those he gives, bring justice to those that bring injustice to you. Oh, glory to God. And so blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. And so can you sing that song on today? Do you have that blessed assurance down on the inside of you? Even in John, hallelujah, John the Revelator, he let us know, oh, bless your name, Jesus. He let us know in John 3, and 1 John 3, amen, and what is that? 1 John 3 and 19, 18. Amen. Let's start with 18. He said, my little children, he said, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. He said, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Amen. And then he goes on and says, he said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Amen. And so when our hearts condemn us, We must rest assured on the basis of our, on the basis of assurance. Amen. Because when our hearts are confident, we will enjoy the blessings of assurance. Amen. When our heart is confident, this is what John is telling us. Amen. When our heart is confident, we will start enjoying the blessing of assurance. Amen. So we have examined. Amen. Examine ourselves carefully. And even in looking at the text, we have to examine it very carefully. Amen. And so when we look at this assurance, amen, blessed assurance. Oh, my, Nididioshaya. Happy are you when you have that assurance. Amen. Happy are you when you have that confidence of knowing that God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Happy are you, amen, glory to God.
Yes, mother.
This is what Jesus said in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, happy are you that you have that confidence, because he said, in my Father's house are many men. Oh, blessed are you because you have that confidence, because he told you in his Father's house are many mansions. And when you look at the Father's house, he said, there are many mansions, amen. So let me know whatever you need, glory to God. God got it, amen, hallelujah. God got it, because it's according to your faith that blessed assurance, according to your confidence and faith in knowing, glory to God. If you need a body part, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. It's according to how you believe, glory to God. It is a vote, shy your God. If he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, if he restored limbs, if he raised up the dead, if he healed the sick, if he restored eyesight to the blind, amen, if he made those that were demonic possessed, glory to God, out of their mind, if he gave them a new mind and restored them, they were clothed in their right mind. He said, I'm the same yesterday and today, forevermore. The same thing that he did to the demon-possessed man in the Gadarene. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He could do it today. Glory to God. Jairus' daughter was sick unto death. He brought life back to her. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So blessed assurance. God. Oh, bless your name. Blessed assurance. Have that confidence and knowing. Hallelujah. It's a deep confidence, amen, that Fanny Crosby had, amen, when she wrote that song. It was about her life. Oh, glory to God. And because of the grandmother imparted something that was rich in her, she was able to, it connected with her soul. It connected with her spirit, amen. It connected with her emotion, God. And so that is what God is calling us on today, amen. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Have that assurance and knowing. Amen. Have complete trust in God. Yes, God. Have complete trust in God's promise, even though when your heart condemns you. Yes, our hearts will condemn us. John let us know. Glory to God.
Yes.
Even with Nicodemus knew something. He knew something. Amen. Glory to God. He knew something about Jesus when he heard about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He called him Rabbi, which means teacher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He asked Nicodemus, asked him a question. Amen. About salvation. He wanted to know. And he said, no man can. He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Hallelujah. You know, my Bible just fell on this page. Glory to God. It just fell on this page. Hallelujah. He said, Rabbi, he said, we know that's in John 3 and 1 and 2. He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. He said, and no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus asked and said unto him, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee. He said, except a man be born again. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And see, that put something in Nicodemus' mind unto him, because
yes.
Nicodemus had to come back with a question. He said, wait a minute. Because, see, Nicodemus, God was speaking spiritual. Hallelujah. But Nicodemus was speaking cardinal, amen. Because when he asked him that question, it was a cardinal question, amen. Because he wanted to know, glory to God, because he wanted that assurance, amen. He wanted that
yes.
understanding, amen. And he said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Glory to God. That was so cardinal. But he wanted mm-hmm. to know. He wanted to know that assurance, because he said no man, because Jesus said no man can, no man except a man be born again. And born again to him means, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Can I go back to my mother's womb again? Because he was thinking in the cardinal. Amen. But Jesus let him know. Amen. That he said, verily, verily, I say unto you. He said, except a man be born of water. And he explained it to him. He said, you got to be born of water, water baptism, and of the Spirit. Born again. Hallelujah. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Flesh.
Amen. You was born that first time through your mother's womb. That was a flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And so you have to be born again in the Spirit, not the flesh being born again, but your spirit man has to be born again. Your spirit has to be converted. Shalom,
yes,
Oshaya, God. It has to be converted, glory to God. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. He said, marvel not. Don't puzzle yourself about that. Glory to God. See, Jesus was trying to show him blessed assurance. Just believe on me as the scripture has said. Just believe on me. That's all he's saying. Glory to God. And he continued, went on to give him example, amen. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it's coming and whether it's going. So it's
yes.
every man that is born of the Spirit. Oh, glory to God. That's blessed assurance right there. That's blessed assurance. Yes, Jesus is mine. And so when we some might not fully understand, hallelujah, think about our forefathers. And mother, thank you, Lord God. The Oshaya, God. Think about them back in slavery time. This song right here took them through. This song right here took them through.
Yes.
Because here it is, glory to God. The word of God that was made to set us free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of God came not to bring condemnation up on man. Glory to God, because Jesus said, I came not to do away with the law, amen, but I came to fulfill it. Amen. Glory
yes.
to God, because the law is a taskmaster. The law keeps you under bondage. Hallelujah. He said, under the Oshaya, what is that scripture? He said, the latter, that's the law killing. He said, but the Spirit's the one that gives life to the law.
Life.
That it is done. It is done. When he is up on the cross, glory to God. God in the ocean. God said salvation is free. He said, when you see Jesus stretched out wide, amen, hung up high, salvation is free. To the world, his arm was opened up to the world. He said, salvation is free. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, but it's gonna cost you something. Amen. Glory to God. To reign with him. It's gonna cost you. He said, I offer salvation unto you free. He said, but to reign with me is gonna cost you something, because you're gonna have to pick up your cross and follow him. You're gonna have to suffer.
Oh, glory to God. You're going to have to go through something. Amen. That's why Fanny Crosby said, blessed assurance.
Assurance, mother.
Jesus is mine. Oh, she knew how to say it. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. She tasted it. She said, I'm an heir of salvation, purchase of God. You know how when you hear something, I said, God, I hear, but I sure can't sing it. Born of His Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Make it personal. I'm washed in His blood. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I tell you, this is my story. Yes, God. This is my song, praising my Savior. You praise Him all the day long. And so that's that blessed assurance that we have on today. Glory to God, because somebody on the line today, somebody on the blog talk radio side, glory to God, maybe the old side, glory to God, have stumbled. They have failed, amen. They have lost their way. But blessed assurance. Jesus is yours on today. To be your side of God.
Yes.
Because the word of God came to heal you. The word of God came to set you free. That's why you can have that assurance in knowing, glory to God, that God said that your sins are forgiven. I'm on that in your Messiah, God. Your sins are forgiven. He said, and sin no more. When the woman that was caught in adultery, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, he said, where are your accusers? Pastor Yoshiah, there was no accuser. He said, I accuse you not either. He said, your sins are forgiven and sin no more. Oh, glory to God. God gave her that assurance. Amen. He gave her the blessed assurance. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And where is it the heart of man going to try to condemn you, glory to God? But there was two in the act. But in their culture, amen, it was the woman that was at fault. Amen. They put the woman out there, glory to God. But yet, God so loved the world because he saw what man was doing. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's assurance. That's a blessed assurance for you on today. Oh, my nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty-nitty- purpose line. Oh, higher God. Mama, do your side,
yes.
God. Okay, keep crying out unto him, God, until you have that blessed assurance, that confidence and joy. Oh, glory to God, that God loves you. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. God loves you. Amen. Amen. Someone today, don't allow the enemy to take your life. Don't do that. He said, don't do that. Rest assured and know that God loves you. God has purpose and plan for you. He said, I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. Oh, glory to God. You are worth more, regardless of the labels that was put on you. Oh, you're no good, you can't amount up to nothing. But, oh, glory to God, just you know, young man, that you know, young woman, glory to God. But God fearfully and wonderfully made you. That's your blessed assurance. Have that confidence in knowing, oh, glory to God, that when he created man, glory to God, he created man in his own image and his likeness. That's you.
Yes.
That is you. And he blew his spirit into man's nostril, and man became a living being. That's blessed assurance. Have that confidence in knowing. If you don't know anything else, go back to the beginning. Go back to your history. Go back to your history and know that God loves you. And because of the fallen state of man, glory to God, that they put these labels upon you, glory to God, the Yoshiah God. They don't know what they're doing, glory to God. Even Jesus said, they don't know what they're doing, Lord God. He said, I forgive them. Because, Lord, forgive them, because they know not what they're doing. They know not what they're saying. They know not what they said to you. They know not who you are. My little Osiah God, or the Osiah God.
Yes.
They don't even know why they put the label on you, my little Osiah, because they got label on their own self. Every person, amen, that created the label, it's a label themselves, glory to God. That's how they are, my little Osiah God. How did you create the label? How did you get the information, glory to God? Oh, God. Because you had to see it in somebody close that you knew. Oh, my God.
Yes,
God. My first tell me that the enemy is accused of the brethren. Because if you don't have love, if you don't have love, amen, in you, glory to God, you got hatred for your brother. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. If you don't have compassion, amen, my Nidhi Laboshaya, for your sisters and brother, glory to God. You got envy, you got strife. Oh, my Nidhi Laboshaya, God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Hello, Laboshaya. Satan on today, the Lord rebuke you. And stop here, young man. And stop here, young lady. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Come on, Nidhi Laboshaya. On this morning, glory to God. Keep your anchor. Take a hold to your anchor. Anchor in Jesus. That's your blessed assurance. That's your blessed assurance. Yes, God. Oh,
that's
my name. God. Yes, God. My name is Yoshike. Yes, God. My name is Moshiach, God. Oh, glory to God. He said, continue to stress. Continue to know that you have a blessed assurance, amen, assurance in knowing, amen, that God have chosen you before the foundation of the world. God have given you salvation, amen, before you was even born, before you was even formed. Salvation was already presented to you. Salvation was already down inside of you. Oh, glory to God. The Oshaya, God. So don't allow the things of this world. Yes, it's hard in the world, glory to God. Yes, it's hard because the scriptures are being fulfilled. We're living in the last days. Glory to God. And they've been saying it over and over, but we're closer. We're closer than far apart. We're closer. We're nearer. We're nearer to receive our Redeemer. We're nearer to receive our Savior. We're nearer to seeing our Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, glory to God. We're so near. We're so near. Glory to God. And so don't allow the enemy of this world, glory to God. Don't allow the enemy thoughts, amen. The Oshaya, God, bring condemnation upon you. Don't allow the Oshaya, God, the Oshaya, the Oshaya, God. He said, you are cleansed by the reading of God's word. If the word of God will clean you up, if the word of God will save you, now that's your blessed assurance and knowing.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, glory to God. That's your blessed assurance, my Oshaya, God. And knowing, God. And I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord, Oshaya, God. He said it's time to get radical. Get radical. It's time to get radical and be radical in everything that you do, my Oshaya, God. Oh, glory to God. So you wonder why the nights are shorter now. Glory to God. The nights are shorter. Seems like the days are longer and the nights are shorter. The nights are shorter. Because at nighttime, no man work. He said, work while it's day. He said, he's giving you more time. He's giving you more time. He said, you think it's strange, amen, that when you go to bed at nighttime, no matter what time you go to bed, but when you wake up, it felt like you had 8 hours, when you had 2 hours of sleep, when you had 1 hour of sleep, but your body is being refreshed, amen. Glory to God, because in that time, that limited of time that You have been given to sleep.
Yes.
God is regenerating. Shema Katam Nibidio Shaya. Yes, Gaman Nibidio Shaya, God. The Lord is regenerating. Nibidio Shaya. Oh, glory to God. The Lord is regenerating. He said, in this hour of time, he said, the enemy is hitting. He's hitting the body. Oh, my, Nibidio Shaya, God. He's hitting the body. Nibidio Shaya, God. And when he hits the body, Nibidio Shaya, God. He plays on the mind, glory to God. It says something wrong with your lungs, something wrong with your breathing, something wrong with your heart. There's nothing wrong because it's an attack. He's hitting the people heavily. You're having aches and pain in your body that you never experienced, amen. You're having an oversurge. Yes, God. He said, tell the people you're having an oversurge of fatigue. He said, he said, the secrets are being revealed. And
yes.
The enemy is mad. And no more. He said the secrets are being revealed, the mysteries are being revealed of him. He said, stay tuned. Let the ear stay tuned. What the Spirit is saying unto the church. Oh, glory to God. He said, don't focus in no more on the attacks. Of the enemy, that he's hitting the body. He's hitting the body of saints. Amen. The body. Amen. He's hitting the body. Amen. Physically, glory to God. With an oversurge of fatigue. Oh, glory to God. But do what you need to do in the natural for the body. Because the body is the temple of the Lord. And do what you need to do for the spirit, amen, that the spirit man shall stay strong. And continue to give him a praise, amen. He said that crescendo of praise, glory to God. And he said that's your blessing of yours. He said, forget not. Forget not the former things. He said, remember, oh, glory to God. He said, forget not the former thing, but remember, God, and how that temple was built in its first state. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a blessed assurance. Oh, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your makatam nidiyoshaya, God. Bless us, shield. Bless us, shield. Blessed assurance. Jesus is yours on today. Shema nidiyoshaya, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's it, mother.
Heavy laden. Come on, God. If you're heavy laden, he said, if you're weary, you're stressed. God. Oh, glory to God. He said, just come unto him. Just come unto him. Come on, God. He said, look at the cross. He said, look at the cross. He said, there's room at the cross. He said, but look at it. Look at it. And how I was favored. And how his hand was stretched out wide. And in the Osiah, God. And how, glory to God. Yes, God, I see it in the Osiah, God. And how you extended that invitation of love to us. And it's just like when a mother opened up her arm to a child, and that child would come running as fast as they can. And that's what Jesus is saying to us. That was the cross of picking. Say, come unto me. 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 He said, I stand at the door and knock. He said, come unto me. Come unto me. When he was stretched out wide, they didn't know. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know. they were saying. But he said, Lord, forgive them because they know not what they're doing. Everything that they did, oh, glory to God, it was a spiritual thing.
Yes.
You can see it.
Yes, it was, Mother.
God just gave me a revelation of the cross. I didn't see this sitting there. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's blessed assurance. That's blessed assurance. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my God. And all I could do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I'm sorry. I hear you, prophet. I hear you, prophet. He said, you better save yourself. I hear you, man. No, higher. Woo. Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me up. Woo. Yeah, man. Lord, I'm sorry. Woo. Man, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Yes, God. We all make mistakes. Because we live in a flawed world. We live in a flawed body. Glory to God. Yeah, we're going to fall. How many of them will shy you, God? But we ain't going to stay down. But we keep getting up. We keep getting up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Woo! My soul love you, Lord. My soul love you. I'm on the outside, you God. Oh, glory to God. When you can say my soul love you, Lord, because your soul is the one that needs to be saved. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is my blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name on this morning. Amen. Fanny Crosby, Paul, amen, glory to God. David, glory to God, Psalms 23. John the Revelator, glory to God, 1 John and 3. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. I'm hearing the Lord say that he's releasing a plethora of wealth. Woo! Shemakataya, Yamakataya, Amandidioshaya, God. Wealth is totally different than riches. Asanamana, wealth is all around. Amen. It's an all around thing. Amen. Wealth and knowledge, wealth and wisdom. Wealth and land. Amen. Wealth and finances. Wealth and house. It's all around. So he's releasing a plethora of wealth. Amen. So that weapon, whatever you need, he's releasing it. Amen. If you need the knowledge, if you need the wisdom, yay. God said, I'm releasing a plethora of wealth. He didn't say riches. Mm. He said wealth. Oh, we bless his name on today. Amen. Just a melodies of worship. God, just give him a melodies of worship. That's your blessing.
There you go,
sure.
Mother.
Come on, Chickadee. Yes, God. Oh, glory to God. Even in this hour now, God said he missed you. He missed his relationship. He missed the fellowship. Oh, glory to God. Don't go back to that which he brought you out of. Even in the body, God said there is a great deliverance needed. He said, because you be honest with yourself. He said, be honest with yourself. You know you need deliverance from some things. You know that. He said he heard your prayer at the midnight hour. He heard your conscience, amen. He said, now therefore is no condemnation to him that walk after the Spirit.
Amen.
You don't have no condemnation. There's no condemnation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
bless. We bless the Lord on today. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is just so good. Woo.
Yes, he is, Mama.
I understand my blessed assurance. And I want to go and read Romans 8 so I get that scripture right. It said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. So when you're walking after Christ, amen, when you're in Christ Jesus and you walk after him, amen, there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation. There can't be no condemnation. I remember when I gave my life back to God and, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I was on my job. Working on the job. I remember I didn't want to do that. Didn't even want to kill a bug. I mean, I just wanted to be just right. I was just almost fearful like. And so here it is. My godfather told me, he said, read Romans, the 8th chapter. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. So don't bring condemnation, amen. Our hearts try to condemn us. Amen.
That's it.
Glory to God. Our hearts try to condemn us. But we must rest assured on the basis of our assurance.
There it is.
When our heart, our confidence. So even though when the heart tries to bring condemnation, condemns us, amen, but we have to rest assured on the basis of the assurance and the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus. That's the only way we will enjoy the blessing of his assurance. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Woo!
Hallelujah. Father,
thank you. Thank you. He said, the battle is not ours, it's his. That's why he said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. That's why he said, we're overcome.
Yes.
I mean, we already came. So what you doing battling it? What you doing fighting it? Oh, hallelujah. And to all of those people out there on the Blog Talk Radio, all of the people out there on the conference line, amen, glory to God. Just rest assured and know. Amen. That blessed assurance is yours. It's yours.
It is yours
on today. No matter what the enemy tries to put before you, no matter what the report of the doctor, amen. If God said you heal, you are healed. Amen. We have to understand healing in the eyesight of God. We have to understand God's healing, not man's healing. It's God's healing. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He could do it immediately. It could be a process, or he could heal you on the other side. That's God's way of healing. Amen. He could heal you on this side, he could heal you on the other side. Hallelujah. And so we have to walk in. So when you walk in the Spirit, you think things of the Spirit.
We're in
the world, but we're not of the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's a journey through it because it's a passageway that we have to go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our treasures are not in this world.
That's it.
Hallelujah. But we leave a legacy back here, though. We must leave a legacy. Yes. You must die empty. We leave a legacy.
Yes.
We leave wealth. Because one day all of this material stuff will be burnt up.
It is.
It'll be gone. It'll be gone. Yes, Lord.
And we bless the Lord on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah,
amen. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
Yes.
He's mine on today. Is he yours on today? It's in your hand, Dr. Matthew. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We bless the Lord God on today. So once again, we welcome each and every one of you all to Open Forum on this day. Mother came out of the stretch on 1,000. She was up there once again, taking us in to the next dimension in the spirit realm. And we bless Mother Thelma Sidney on today for shaking up atmospheres and territories and overruling diabolical entities. So we giving God praise, glory, and honor for her on today, and thanking God for the mighty word that was released to so many of us that are listening in far and near on today. Well, this is Open Forum, and I'm yours truly, prophet and teacher, Ryan Matthew, with Mother Thelma Sidney on today. And if you have a question or comment today for us, Mother dropped some strong nuggets on us and a powerful word of God on us on today. And we want to give you an opportunity to come in right now at this time. If you have a question, comment, if the word of the Lord God spoke to your spirit, as well as Mother Thelma Sidney went forth with the rhema of the word on today, we want you to jump on in, because this is a powerful end time word from the Lord that was life changing for many of us on this day. And it broke something for somebody. I felt the word, it broke something. It broke through. Somebody received something today. It tapped in. It broke through. It broke through that area of our life. So we thanking God for how it broke through for his people and broke through for your life and broke through for your destiny and purpose on this day. All right, Open Forum today. If you have a question or comment for Mother Thelma Sidney or myself, the word of the Lord God ministered to you. We'll give you an opportunity to speak that as well. She came in with the rocket ship, and we know that it's already in your spirit as I blast off now, and some of you were in it, being moved and ministered to and touched and healed and set free with the word of the Lord God on today. All right, any questions and comments for myself or Mother Thelma Sidney? Mother, you blessed us today once again.
Amen.
All righty. Well, amen. It was a rich word on today. It brought a lot of clarity to many of us. It showed us what the Lord was saying through the word of God. Blessed is assurance. Jesus is mine. As you said, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You even serenaded us a little bit with that song, Mother. You took us into serenading us. You serenaded us with a word, and you blessed our spirit on today. And that's what the kingdom of God is about, blessing his people and given us the understanding we need to be able to do what's deemed necessary for us for such a time as this. And it's only through the word of God that we able to tap in to all of the things that the Lord is doing for us and for our life on this day. And right now, word, Mother, right now, word. Right now, word, even when you were speaking in tongues, and you were speaking in tongues, people were being healed. I just heard the word, it was just a word of healing for some, restoration for some, a breakthrough. All they have to do is believe. I tell you, that's what people have to do. All you have to do is believe. And when you believe, God has to do what he said he's going to do. When you believe, God has to respond to his word. When you believe, God has to honor his word. When you believe, God has to do what he said he's going to do. He just needs you to believe, you to step out and believe that his word is what his word says. His word is what his word does. His word responds to what his word responds to. He just needs men and women of God to believe. All you have to do is believe. Amen. And it shall be done. His word. Mother, you gave some history and meaning of the song and how we can apply this song to what our life. Now, some people hear the song. Some people hear songs, they don't even know the meaning of the song. But you gave the history of the song, how to apply this song to our daily life and bring it to understanding of our position in the kingdom of God. So we thank God for how the word applied to our life and the word gave meaning to our life and understanding to our life that we walk into the relationship for our life. That's the powerful thing about the word today, Mother. It gives you understanding.
Amen.
And it gives you wisdom. Amen. See, the word of God breaks through the loopholes of religion. The word of God breaks through the loophole of what we thought or what we assumed or what some man missed. The word of God breaks through the loophole to give you the total understanding for the glory of God on today. All right, we're going to open up the line for anybody to have any questions or comments today for us. Anyone have any questions or comments? Hit star 6 and come in today. Hit star 6 and come on in on today. If you have a question, comment, or if the word blessed you by Mother today, we give you an opportunity to be able to come in at this time. All right. Well, Mother, I tell you, once again, it's a word from the Lord. You know, some of the things you were sharing today and on today that blessed me is music, sound, and hearing the word of God opens us up to really know the experience of the writer and of the song. And today you gave us the information to be able to tap into the word of God with understanding of what this song means. And you broke it down to the biblical understanding of even how David sung the song or David's song meant, and even some of his songs. So, Mother, that was a powerful today, how you were able to give us the prophetic significance of his blessing and then his assurance. Yeah. And then you serenaded us as well, and you brought it on in to minister to the spirit of the man. And then you took us into a deeper level through the gift, which is the gift of tongues, and you begin to interpret what the Lord was saying through the song, and then you tapped on in. I'm telling you, it was a blessed word today, and it was a life-changing word for some of us, because when you spoke the word, save yourself. That's right now for some of us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, we have to understand. We have to save ourselves,
man,
from this. The word of God said it's untoward generation. You have to save yourself.
I'm telling you,
save yourself. There's a lot of people want to save everybody else and lose themselves. But definitely save yourself. Hallelujah. It's time to It's time to gather yourself together. The word of God said in Psalms 50:5, gather the saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. If you made a covenant with God by sacrifice, stay in that place of his covenant over your life and the things he's spoken for your life and through your life. Stay in that place. God is doing many things for the believer. Amen. He's doing many things for the believer. I'm telling you, he's doing many things for the believer.
Amen.
And we just have to stay in that very powerful place in him and through him on today. I thank God for all that the Lord has done and the Lord has revealed through his mighty word and through the power of his word. Brother, I'm telling you, we just bless the Lord for you on today and thank God for the presence of the word of God for the people of God life on today. It is through this word, I'm telling you. This is what keeps us and sustains the believer. When we come on in the 5 a.m. and the presence of God moves like it does, it shows us how powerful God's hand is on us and on the people. Your word is life-changing, Mother. And when we wake up in the morning, we wake up early in the morning with our hearts open to release the word of God for the purpose of people's lives. And here it is. You wake them up and shock the heart and resuscitate them from yesterday madness, yesterday stresses, yesterday problems, yesterday issues, yesterday challenge, yesterday fight, yesterday warfare, yesterday illusions and delusions, yesterday things that came through the spirit realm that people continue to carry. You give them a shock to resuscitate them back in place. And that's the power of the presence of the glory of God for his people on today. And that's a blessing from heaven. Hallelujah. That's a blessing from heaven. So we thank God for your words on today that are life-changing to so many God's people. Amen. Life-changing for so many of God's people. And that's for you, man of God. That's for you, woman of God. That's for you, person of interest. That's for you, my brother. That's for you, my sister. A word that is transforming you to bring you into the perfect will for your life and your destiny in this season, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. It is so. Oh, yeah, it is so. It is so on today. So we thank God today for all of those that are listening in from different parts of the region and different parts of the United States. We're just thanking God for it on today. And we appreciate this word on today. You even began to talk as you were sharing and releasing. You began to call my name, and I said, "Okay, mother, tapping in today." Amen. You're tapping in on today.
Amen.
And that's the power to be able to tap in the word and to release the presence of God's word for the people.
Amen.
So I thank God for it on today. Yep. Thanking God for it on today. And we bless the Lord for you and you on today. So those of you who are listening in today and know that this word has ignited something in your shando and have spoken to your spirit man and have brought life changing to you today. We thank God for this word on today that has touched the core of many of us. Mother, as you were sharing today, I was thinking how on both sides of the political aisle, the Republicans and Democrats, all of the chaos at the highest level. And someone was sharing with me just the other day, they were saying to me, man, Prophet, all of this stuff that is happening, you said it was going to happen. You said, keep mm-hmm. your eyes on the White House. You said, y'all, keep your eyes on the White House. You kept telling the people, keep your eyes on the White House. It's coming out. It's going to come out. And we're watching all of this stuff manifesting itself.
Yeah.
Coming from out. What was going to be hid, it being revealed, is coming out even greater now. It's manifesting itself even greater. God is revealing to his people. God is showing his people his mighty presence and his mighty power on our life and in our life. We as believers in the Lord must stay strong, steadfast, unremovable in the things of God and watch his power be released through the word of God and through the majestic presence of everything that he's revealing to us and to the lives of the people. All of what we thought wasn't going to happen is happening at the highest level now. See, they used to get away with, they can't now. What they used to think they can do, they can't do it now. And look at the highest level now of positions. Who's at those highest levels? Black leadership, black leaders, judges, state's attorneys, they're there now. Those are the people there. I'm telling you, you have to know what's going on. The in-house, when people miss what they saw on the United States and the United States Congress in January of this year, when they changed the Speaker of the House and all of that confusion was going on the floor, you already knew you were heading for a season of total, utter confusion. They can't do anything about it. Now, here's the thing, Mother Thelma, sit there and say to God, they made the rules for us, but now the rules are turning on them. See, the indictments they used to give us, now it's turning on them. The slap on the hand they used to get, they would get it for themselves, and then they give it to us, now it's turning on them. So you're watching and seeing the what goes around have came back around. Reap in what you sow.
Amen.
And guess what? People forgive, but I guarantee, see those streets, their consequences to remember. See, the thing that they did is coming back. And watch this, Mother. Here it is, 2023. Now go back 60 years to 1963. Listen to the speech that Malcolm made concerning us finding ourselves and us fighting. Listen to the speech Dr. King made in this month, 60 years ago, August 28, 1963. Listen to what happened. This, what transpired at this time in November 1963. See, you have to understand the timetable of events that are transpired. See, you're not watching. You're not just only watching the event, but you're watching historical events and presentation. Now, if you take it to the Word of God, listen what the Word of God says, Mother. God visits the iniquities of the father to the third and fourth generation. The third, so what is this?
Yeah.
60 years. That's the third generation of the father. So he visits the iniquities of them. He doesn't change that. He doesn't change his plan. I'm telling you, he doesn't change his strategy. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He does. And also, look, listen to this. When that happened and when it transpired, look at how things are being done and how things are coming to pass. See, and you gotta, and the believers, see, they want to have understanding of things, but they don't even understand how in the natural, God is revealing secret codes in the natural. He's letting them see it in the natural.
And
but guess what? Because the God of this world had blinded the eyes. He blinded the eyes of them that don't believe. So even in the religious world, because I really call it a religious world, a lot of minds been blinded. People's minds are blinded. Their minds have been blinded. They've been blinded. So they've been blind already. Their mind been blinded because they can't see it anyway. You know why? Because they're not in the position to see it. They're not in that place to see it because their mind's been blinded by what? The God of this world. The God of this world has blinded their eyes. So even if you tell them the God of this world has blinded their eyes, so so many people have been blinded by the God of this world. So they won't see it. They won't see it. Even if you brought it into light, guess what? They won't see it. Mm-hmm. So we just thank God for the Spirit of the Lord God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Spirit of the Lord God. All right. Anyone else today? Well, Mother, you blessed us. All I can say is we were blessed today. All I say,
top of the morning. This is Lady Butler from Michigan. How are you?
Been blessed today. Come on in, woman of God. Top of the morning to you, woman of God. God bless you all today.
Good morning. I was truly blessed. You know, for my generation, hymns are not usually sung. And ironically, last night before my kids and I said our devotions, we were playing hymns, and my son was like, I love this. And for mother to take that hymn that I grew up in and took it home of how she saw spiritually what to do, how to focus on God, truly blessed my heart. And as they go into my shundo this morning, it was truly something that I needed. And I want to say God bless you. And it was so heartfelt. And it was just truly, truly anointed this morning. And God bless you.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. God bless you, dear.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thanking God for
good morning,
that, Father. That.
Good morning, Mother.
God bless you this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
I just want to say to Mother, those of you that's listening in, a lot of times, especially the younger generation, don't know anything about the old hymns. But if you can get one of those old hymns and you don't know what the song sounds like, you can always Google it or YouTube it or whatever. But I find, and this is just Carlina, I find that when you use those hymns, and you begin to sing them personally unto God, Mm-hmm. It opens up something in your prayer life that
yes,
you don't get
from
every day gospel songs or contemporary gospel or whatever. Yes, those songs sound good. Yes, they move you. But there is something about those old hymns because a lot of times they are birthed out of scripture. They're birthed out of someone is doing something and the Lord just downloads deep, deep meaning in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So I think like Ruby said, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you know, at the cross, that's the one that really, really gets to me when I sing it. At the cross, where I first saw the light.
Yes.
You can't sing them songs like that and not go into the presence of God. I can't.
Yes, Lord.
And you can't, but I can't. Because when I sing those songs and I reflect about how they relate to me in my personal walk with God, it just takes me into a presence. So sometimes if you notice that when I pray I sing a song, just a little small bit of it. And, you know,
that's it.
Like Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound.
Mm-hmm.
That saved a wretch like me. And you can begin to reflect on how the wretchedness of your life and compare it to the words that you're saying, it will just shift you into a whole different realm where you have never been before. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. It was that amazing grace. Hallelujah.
It is,
so those types of songs, Mother, they do something to your shando, as you say.
Yes.
And they just continuously to grow. So I admonish many of the younger generation that was not raised up on hymns. Go find you an old hymn book.
Yes.
And then look through that hymn book and stuff. Like I come to the garden alone, where the dew is still on the road. And the voice I hear, I'm going to stop because I'm going to be on the floor in a minute. And I just try to say my little voice for tomorrow. But I thank God for that.
Good, right here.
Amen. It just do something to you. It really does something to you when
think
about
right
this whole song.
Yes.
And God bless you, Mother. God bless you, Apostle Matthew. And have a wonderful, wonderful, and marvelous day.
God bless you, Dr. Wills. You know, I thought about it when you were speaking. I said, Lord, I said, that's blessed assurance. I thought about, I saw out on Facebook what your son did for you. And
beautiful.
It was so beautiful. I said, Lord, look at that. That's love. And he had that blessed assurance right there. Glory to God, showing you blessed assurance. Amen. He had that confidence, showing that confidence that, Mom, I love you. I love you, Mom.
It is.
Even though I can't get to you right now, but didn't you know, Mama, I got your back. I got your back.
That's
I got
said.
You. That you put in me, I'm showing you now that I got you, Ma. You know, I got you. Even through your sickness, amen. Even through whatever you're going through where he couldn't come near, glory to God. But he said, Mom, I got you. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I said, look at that. I said, oh, that is so sweet. So sweet, so sweet. And, you know, sometimes you know how we raise up our children. You know, we wonder, are they listening? Are they listening? Are they getting anything what we're saying? Oh, my God. But moments like that, amen, moments like that, you know, some people say, oh, that's elementary. It's okay for it being elementary. You know, you say it's elementary, but yet in elementary things, it was simple, but yet it shows so much love. And here it is, even you say it's elementary, some people can't even do elementary.
No, they can't, brother.
They don't even apply. They don't even try it. Amen. Yep. And so it was just so beautiful. I'm like, God, it's a goodies going to never stop coming out the car. I mean, just goodies for what she needed at that moment and at that time. Mm-hmm. So God, that's love. That's love. Glory to God. And he was just showing blessed assurance. Amen. He said, Mom, I heard you, Mother, when you was teaching me about Jesus. He said, I heard you. I saw your life.
Yeah.
And they see our life. And it's on days like these when we're not able to do for ourselves, when we're sick in our body, that which parts them rises up on the inside, and they start being a what? A doer. Because love is an action word. It's something when a person comes and keeps telling you, love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and you don't see nothing behind it. Something wrong with that. Hallelujah. No matter how much you got, or how small you got, amen. Even if you got to spend a box of Cracker Jack with a pride on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, hallelujah. It's the thought. That's love in action right there.
Yeah.
That's love in action. So God bless you, Dr. Wells.
I'm telling you, Mother, that was powerful. It was a beautiful thing, Evangelist Wilkes. As well, when I saw it, and just the beauty of our children recognizing and realizing the greatness of God, and that you were celebrating 42 years and of marriage and all of the many things of you and your husband been together, all of the powerful things that we can sit back and look and glean from, and to know that our parenting is not in vain. Our relationship is not in vain. Our connection is not in vain. Of what God has done and what he's doing for us, and he's allowing us to be that strength for so many others who are connected to the family, who are connected to the purpose and the destiny. You know, in a time like this, we don't have a lot of examples of marriages, a lot of example of men and women of God being able to hold to the standards because they're too busy clowning to be like other people. But when you have people that's able to hold to the standard of the thing, then you have people who's able to move beyond the break or the breach of life. And most people, they want to be a part of everyone else, and they don't understand to be yourself is being different. To be who God called you to be is being different. And to walk in that place to show that his will is for our life, it's being different in every area of our life. Just to be different. Just to be strong in the Lord. Just to walk in his purpose means so much to us. And so many great things that the Lord is doing on today. So I thank God. Thank God for you as well, Lady Butler. We bless the Lord for you joining us on today. We honor the Lord for you and all of the great things the Lord is doing in you as well. And to all of the saints of God, the wisdom and the power of the word of God on today, and all of the mighty things that the Lord is doing for each and every person on today. I just bless the Lord for all that he's doing. God is good to us. He's good to us. So it's just a blessing from the kingdom of God and for the Spirit of the Lord God to be with us on today. So I thank God. Anyone else today? And even the songs today. Even the songs today. Amen. All right. Well, that's another. I usually get behind that and just take it and run with it today. I'm not, because when a word like that comes, Mother, it's a blessing to me. And I'm always excited when my co-hosts come on the scene and drop the powerful rhema word and nuggets like that, Mother. This is one of those days where the nuggets held its ground today. And the word of God held its ground. I'm telling you, the word of God held its ground today. And that was the best place to be at today, to see that the word of God held its ground, and we were blessed by it, and our lives were touched by it on today. It's also a blessing, Mother Sydney, when, and I think someone else mentioned, I think Evangelist Wilkes mentioned it, how the song of Zion holds a lot of weight when you sing them and you listen to them and understand the meaning behind them. I was listening to one of the songs what they call the modern day song or the new song, and how a lot of the songs that they're making, they put a little rap to it, a little beat to it, and it's the rhythmic frequency don't really do anything to me, for me. It doesn't create a frequency in me to take me where I need to go. So I just hear it and I say, you know what, that's just not where I'm at. So I have to turn the station, because you can see more of the carnality in the song than the spirituality that should come from the song. It does not open you up to the spiritual realm or the place you want to be in the Lord. It makes the flesh feel good, but the spirit man is still hungering for the greater of you. And so I just say, you know what, I won't even do that. I won't let that get in my spirit. I'm not going to let that shift me. I'm not going to let that move me. I'm not going to let that, I'm not going to let that move me. I'm going to stay right where I'm at. I'm not going to let me. I'm not going to let that push me.
That's right.
I just trust the Lord. I'm telling you have to be very careful, Mother. Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to be very careful. You got to be very careful, because it's a whole lot of these songs that'll shift your spirit because of who's singing it and the income or the outcome.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you, you got to really stay in that place of God.
You do, because you don't know when that person is singing it. You know, you don't know where the place is coming from, and you don't know what's in that person.
Absolutely, that's it.
You don't know what's in that person. You don't know what's in that person's spirit.
I'm telling you.
I just don't know what he produced.
I'm telling you. just that kind of atmosphere.
It's true.
Telling you just that kind of atmosphere. So You're right. So I just think, but I thank God for today, Mother.
Amen.
I thank God for the word today and what you release to the people, what you share with the people of God on today.
Amen.
It blesses me.
That's the assurance, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this hour,
yes, Lord.
So much is happening, you know. Time is passing away so quickly. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, do I have time to have fun? You know, do I have time to, you know, to just enjoy life? You know, you wonder about those things, you know. And but when you have that blessed assurance and that confidence in knowing, you know, that my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, and you know that your ways are pleasing the Lord, then you can enjoy life in that more abundant place. You can enjoy, amen, because who you are, amen, will shine through you. I think about when the scripture says, it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, but it what comes out of him defiles him, amen, because what's in me, amen, definitely is going to come out of me, no matter where you're at. No matter what you're doing, what's in you to come out of you. Because, you know, I don't know why I'm going to get ready to go this way after I'm going to go out there. It's just like if you stump your toe, amen, okay, and even if something is good to you and making you feeling good, that food is good to you, your husband and wife, you know, you're having your intimate time together. You know, if it's good to you, what's in you going to come out of you? Amen. And so if your spirit man is much more alive with God in it, oh, my God, it's going to come. Not OMG, okay? L-O-M-G. Oh, my God, it's going to come out of you when you stomp your toe. You know, you're like, ooh, Jesus.
Yes.
That's what, you know, that ooh, Lord, that hurt. But if that's not what's in you, you know, all those other things going to come out of you. You know, profanity on top of profanity or whatever, you know, that's what's going to come out of you. So that's, you said, that's what, you know, defile a person. You know, all of that that would come out of you, because within you is going to come out of you. Amen. You, a fool is disguised as long as his mouth is closed. But soon as he opens up his mouth, that's why you have to study to be quiet. Just study to be quiet. And when you study to be quiet and you're in a room of people, amen, glory to God, you get to know them. And, you know, there was someone that's special to me and dear to me, had shared this with me. He said, you know, in talking, you know, sometimes they bring things back to your remembrance. He said, in talking, you know, he said, you never share your success with everybody.
That
you
is.
Never share your success with everybody. You never share that with, and I heard a preacher saying, you never share your dreams with everybody, because God gave you the dream. He gave them to you. And I thought about who was Joseph, the dreamer. You know, he was a dreamer. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. That was
absolutely
Joseph. Okay, he was a dreamer. And Jacob was his father. Okay, yes. And so he was a dreamer. Glory to God. And he shared his dream. And sometimes you just can't share with everybody. You share with those that's going to, they're going to, you share with those that's going to help you to produce the dream. Amen. And so here it is. You can't share, you know, with your siblings out at some time, because what did his daddy and his brother say? Oh, really? I mean, we're going to bow to you. But he was just sharing them the dream innocently, what God gave to him. Amen. But you don't share everything. And I'm a living witness of that. You don't share everything that God give you. Amen. Because people won't believe you. Amen. They say, oh, you're lying. God ain't doing that much talking to you. You know? But you looking like, really? You ain't never had a visitation with from God like that. You ain't never heard, you never had a conversation with God. And he's giving you something, these dreams and these visions. Glory to God. And you're not understanding. And you're like, what? You're writing it out? So it wasn't for, it just wasn't for them. It wasn't for them. God gave it to you for you. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. So we just have to be careful, amen, in the day and hour that we're in. And so like yesterday, before I was laying my hand on taking a nap, God gave me blessed assurance. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Lord, I thank you. Because he knows what we need. Amen. So when we, when God give us something, it goes to us first. Even when he give us a word, it goes to us first. Amen. You have to examine your own self first. Amen. Glory to God. Before you call yourself preaching it or teaching it out to others. Amen. And so, so that you will not bring condemnation on people. Amen. So you won't say, oh, you bad. You sin. You sin. You sin. But you better check your own self first.
Right.
Amen. The word comes to check you out. Check you. When you check yourself out, get yourself right, then you can preach that word in a powerful way where it will bring deliverance to the people. It'll bring salvation to the people. Amen. When he said, if I be lifted up among the earth, he said, I'll draw all men unto him. Amen. Isn't it strange sometimes when you going forth in the word of God or when prayer is going forth, amen, sometimes people, a spirit of sleepiness comes upon them? Why is that? The word going forth powerfully, and all of a sudden a spirit of sleepiness going on. The people get a spirit of sleepiness over them. Prayer is going forth, and what happens? A spirit of sleepiness comes to overtake them. Why is that? Sometimes it could be good. Sometimes it could be bad. But we have to know time, the place, and the location where it happened at, when it's happening, what's going on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, because if God's spirit filled this temple and you going to sleep, the power of God is there and you going, how can you go to sleep when the power of God is doing something in the midst? How could a spirit of sleep come upon you when God is doing something powerful in the midst? That's a question to be asked of your own self. Amen. Glory to God, but blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. God bless you. Amen. We thank and praise God for you. Amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah. On the conference line, if you have a question or comment for myself, for Prophet Matthew, Dr. Matthew, star 6 your line and unmute it. Amen. And on the Blog Talk Radio, press 1 on your dial. Amen. You have a few minutes or so before the Blog Talk side will shut down on us. Amen. But we thank and praise God for all of those on the Blog Talk side, on the Blog Talk side radio that have tuned in from near and far. Amen. We have Great Britain. Amen. We have Europe. We have Africa. We have Nigeria. Amen. We might even have Zimbabwe. Glory to God. We might even have Lagos on the line.
We have all of them.
All over Sierra Leone. We know Sierra Leone is captain with us.
All seven continents.
Tapped in with us. Amen. Glory to God. You know, France is tapped in with us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Mm-hmm. We know that. Glory to God and God bless you. We know that they're at a different, maybe like 6 hours ahead of us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And they're afternoon. Oh, glory to God. We just bless the Lord for you.
You know, even though somebody in another time zone, the time doesn't change God. Time changes us. Because God don't deal with time. He's always in his Cairo. And before it happened, he's seen it. While we're waiting for it to happen, it was already done. So while we're expecting something, it's already completed. Everything is done. God's hand is already on his project. It's already done. So he's already done it. So we in the already done it time. It's already done. God has already done it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You got to be prepared. Go ahead. Come on, mama. Yeah.
Amen. And, you know, and I thought about how when you said something about earlier, the 5 a.m. hour. And when we come in on the 5 a.m. hour, amen, you know.
Yes.
You have to be alert. You have to be alert. You have to be up. And you have to be up. You have to be vibrant. Amen. Glory to God. Because at the 5 a.m. hour, the body yet still sometimes want to still sleep. Amen. But yet God is saying, not time to sleep. It's time to give a word. And so when we take on those across the world, when they take on these tasks, amen, that is given to them of God, to the people, amen, and then you take on the responsibility to minister to the nation all across the world, we need a word from the Lord. We need a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And sometime, and as we study our word throughout the week, amen, and throughout the month and stuff, and we study and study and study God's word, and we have God's word down on the inside of us because we're that living Episcopal. We're that book that men is going to read us. Amen. They might not go to the building because we're the ecclesia. We are the church. Amen. We have to have that word on the inside of us. Amen. So early in the morning, so I always make myself an example. I'm like, God, early in the morning, if you want me to get on your line, your blog talk line at 3 o'clock in the morning, amen, I need to hear a word. Amen. I need to hear a word gonna keep me up and gonna hire. You talk about morning manna. Give me some manna. You want me to get up out of my sleep? You want me to wake up? Amen. But we need a jolt in the morning time. That's why some people, they use caffeine. Hallelujah. They use coffee. They use was latte, amen, caramel latte or whatever latte, that chai latte, amen. They drink that. They drink mocha, amen. That's even stronger, Lord God, and coffee, hallelujah, to what? Give them a jolt in the morning. You know, give them that jolt in the morning. Some people say, oh, you need that Joe in the morning? You need that Joe in the morning, glory to God. Or whatever it takes to energize you in the morning time to get you going. Amen. Glory to God. And so when we come on at this time in the morning, I'm expecting, I'm like, okay, Lord God, you got to do it. I'm up and I do it. I'm just a vehicle to be used by you. And so we to reach the masses. Because he said, if I be lifted up among the earth, I'm going to draw, Jesus is going to draw all men, all people unto him. Glory to God. And so in his word is salvation. In his word is deliverance. In his word is healing. It's in the atmosphere. So whatever you need, you will be able to receive it for that day. And the headache you are, and that you know that you know when you have got off of this conference line that you have been fed. Oh, my
yes.
God, you have been fed spiritually. Amen. And it'll take you through all the day. It'll take you through all today. Because guess what? You can always go back and listen to it. That's what's so good about it.
Yeah.
That's what's
it,
so good about it. Amen. But the baby said, good is good. And when something good to you, guess what? When you're sitting down, you kind of tap your feet and you kind of rock. Because when something gets good to me, yes, when something gets good to me, I just have my own little dance I do. I stand in prayer. I'm like, woo! I just dance. I said, woo! That was good. That was so, so good. And have this smile up on my face. I'm like, God, that was good. That was good, Lord. That was good. I mean, it was good all the way down to your Shondo. Yes, Lord. It was all the way down to your Shondo. Glory to God. That was good. And so it's always a blessing to be a blessing to the people of God, near and far. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, just make sure that you understand your assurance in God, that you have that confidence in God. Amen.
Yes.
And we say, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's mine today. He's mine. He's mine. You know, we used to sing a congregational song, say, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I see, Jesus is mine. And so he's mine in the morning. He's mine in the evening. He's mine all day long. So wherever I go, whatever I see, amen, whoever I intertwine with, wherever appointment, Jesus is mine. He's right there with me. He's mine. He's all mine. And we make it personal. And that's what Fanny Crosby did. Glory to God, when she wrote that song, Blessed Assurance. She knew who Jesus was. She said, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, hallelujah. I have that confidence in knowing. I know that he walked with me. I know that he talked with me. I know he have called me his own. Hallelujah. I know he have provided for me, and he is my shepherd. I know even Paul had that assurance. On the road to Damascus, he had an experience.
Yes.
He knew that was the Lord. He said, who art thou, Lord? He already knew. That spirit knew. But he needed that assurance. When Jesus spoke, God, hallelujah, he had that assurance, that reassurance. He had that assurance. Amen. Oh, this is the Christ. Yes, this is the Christ. This is Jesus who you're kicking up against. Why are you kicking up against me? Why are you doing what you're doing? You're not doing me a favor of crucifying and murdering my people. I'm not on the emotion. Yes, God. Hallelujah. His eyes was open. Hallelujah. On his road to Damascus, he had a life-changing experience. Let's rest assured. Blessed assurance is yours. It's yours on today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is just so awesome. God is just so good on today. Amen. And so if you have a comment, amen, come right on in on the conference line. Hallelujah. Press star 6 on your dial. We know that the Blog Talk Radio have already left us, and we thank and praise God for them. Amen. They're listening near and far. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, Mother Sydney has a conference coming up soon. Amen. Glory to God. The children are back at school. Amen. Some, my granddaughter started her first day of school was yesterday. Some people started back. The children started back on Monday. Glory to God. They're back in school early. Normally it would be the end of August. Amen. Close to the last week in August. But they have them back in school earlier now. And so to God be the glory. On yesterday, my great-granddaughter that was in the ICU for 7 months, Jashayla, amen. The Lord bless her to come home. She's offered that oxygen, but she do have a tubing, amen, feeding tube, amen, in her. But I tell you, she's a fighter. Because when her mother brought her over here, glory to God, I said, that's my
sister. Yes, Lord, mother. There you go.
Hallelujah. I said, that's my seed right there. I said, she is a fighter. I said, look at you. I said,
yes.
You're a fighter. I said, that's my seed. I said, she's a fighter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just as vibrant. Amen. I said, God has purpose for her. Amen. Glory to God. Her, the enemy tried to take her out. I said, but she couldn't be taken out because God has purpose for her on today. Amen. And so we just thank the Lord. Amen. For Dekayla, Dekayla, amen. Glory to God. But I tell you, amen, there's so much, amen, so many things that are going on in the world, amen. And we just say to God be the glory for what he's done. Amen. I just want to invite you all to Back to the Cross Ministries, amen. Glory to God. In October, glory to God, October, Back to the Cross presents our 12th Women of the Cross Conference, amen. It's going to be held in East St. Louis, Illinois, glory to God, on October the 19th, the 20th, and the 23rd. It's the last day, amen. We just admonish you, amen, to come to this conference, amen. It's near St. Louis, glory to God. Hallelujah, you will have a blessed time because on that Thursday night, it's called Praise and Worship and Encounter. Glory to God, we are going to be on that night, amen, that's going to open us up. On that Friday night, amen, that's the 20th, we have our own Dr. LaRon Matthews, amen, from Harvey, Illinois. Glory to God, and we want you there, amen. And on that Saturday morning, that Saturday afternoon, we have Evangelist Trifosia Lee. She's from Marion. This is the southern part of Illinois. She's from Marion, Illinois. I tell you, you will be blessed if you come to this conference, amen, a conference of empowerment, amen, backed by popular demand. That is what our topic is. It's backed by popular demand. Hallelujah, because I tell you, you're going to be blessed. Amen. Registration is $65. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You could go to Cash App, you know, $Back2 and Cross. You could go there, or you could go to our Zelle, Back2Cross Ministry at yahoo.com. Hallelujah. And you can even go to Eventbrite to register. Those are the different sites that you can go, places that you can go to do your registration. But we just bless the Lord for you because these are some events that Mother Sydney have coming up. And I thank and praise God. Amen. Cross. Back to Cross Ministries at gmail.com. Amen, if you're going to do on Zelle. Hallelujah. And on the Cash App, it's $Back2 and Cross. Amen. or go to Eventbrite, amen, and do it that way. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, amen. I'm looking forward to you, you, and you, and you, amen, because there is a word from the Lord. I tell you, when you come, amen, you will not leave the same. You will not leave the same. Glory to God. You will be empowered. Amen. You'll take that to your own ministry, or you'll take it to the ministry where you're at. Amen. Glory to God. Because God, in this season, God wants us to be helpers to one another. He wants us to uphold each other. Amen. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord for you on this morning. All glory to God. So if you have a question again for myself or Dr. LaRon Matthew, press star 6 on your line.
Yes, ma'am.
Come right on in. Come right on in. Amen. Let us know if the Lord has blessed you on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the Lord has blessed you, if you were blessed on this morning, glory to God. We thank God for you. It is 11 minutes after the hour. We thank God for you. We thank the Lord. Amen. Truly God is so good on this morning. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, saints of God, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon. Hallelujah. And when we do, what the scriptures tell us, he's going to wipe away all our tears, all our sorrows. Oh, glory to God. There'll be no more pain, no more sickness in our body. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. A new body. New mindset. Woo! The sun won't even be shining because we won't need the S-U-N anymore. We won't need that anymore because the S-O-N will be shining. Oh, glory to God. We bless the Lord for you on this day. Amen. Glory to God. But Mother's not going to tarry. Amen. If we don't have any comments, questioning, amen. I'm going to give it
to
you,
Mother.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. Well, people of God, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all joining us on today. And thank God once again for Mother Sydney. And please govern yourself accordingly to these announcements, because certainly we're looking forward to being with Mother in October for the Back to the Cross Conference. Mother, when you were saying 12 years, there's so many things that duplicated of 12 that brings out the 12th year for us. And while we were there in San Antonio, we were talking about the 12th year. So many things connected to the 12th. I guess we were looking ahead 12. And I'm telling you, this is a powerful governmental time for the people of God to understand how the 12th year is and what it means, the 12th year, like the 12th year Lifeline Conference that we have, our 12th year Family Value Conference. All of these things are connected to the number 12. And so we thanking God for all that he's doing and looking forward to the theme of the conference, backed by popular demand on today. So we're looking to see you all there, register for the conference. We will be in the place in the building, and certainly I know that there will be word from the Lord. God has been just speaking to us from such a Kairos place lately, Mother, for the people, blessing him with a fresh word for the Lord and life-changing word. That's why I understand that the battle is great. The warfare is great because you're breaking through. You're breaking through in the spirit realm, and you're breaking through and hitting target things and changing people's lives. So I just thank God for all of the mighty things that God is doing through the word of God, and lives are being just touched by the word of God. But Mother, you hit it on the head, and I'm telling you, you brought that word today. Blessed assurance. And one of the things about the word today, that blessed assurance, is that that word is going to germinate in the spirit of somebody today throughout the day, that God is assuring us that he is a blessing to us. No matter what comes our way and what direction it comes in, it's an assurance. If I could just say to, if I sat here and told all the people the difficulties, the challenges of yesterday, the challenges of the day before yesterday, the week before that, the day before that, and all of the things that are happening and the many things that has came to pass and so many of the warfare that we deal with, man, people would be like, you able to do that, Prophet? Yeah. You know why, Mother Thelma Sidney? Because I have a blessed and I have an assurance that nothing will shake me. Nothing will shift me. Nothing will change me because of where we are. Nothing is going to move us from our position and our post. We have to stay in that place, in that position, in that post today, that God will shall be done. And you have to continue to stay steadfast, unremovable in the things of the Lord. Don't bail out this season of the point of graduation. Strong men and women of God, stay consistent, stay dedicated. Stay in the word of God. Stay in that place of the Lord of God and let his will be done. You just have to continue to stay there and continue to move by the power of God. Only way you can be distracted is you continue to look back at what people said or what people are doing. If you stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in his word, you stay on that course, God is going to move for you. You stay in his will. God will make it happen for you. If I stop at every event that didn't look favorable, or every time something happened, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. You can't just stop because somebody told you or you feeling bad. You can't be moved by your emotions and your mood or what somebody had done to you or against you. You have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You have to run this race with power and authority. You have to stay in the things of God. Because, see, that counterfeit spirit and that illusion that the enemy will create, he'll create things in your life, in your mind, that does not even exist on the Richter scale. And he'll have you believe in it. And what you'll do, people to run with those illusions, and they'll live in this illusion and delusion, and they'll never come out. You know why they never come out? Because they believe their own lie. It's an old song, so don't believe the hype. You have to stay in that place of God, and you stand in that place of God and totally trust in him and knowing that his will shall be done. He will work all the details out. God is very detailed in what he does. He's very specific in what he does. And he doesn't change his mind. All these emotions of people, they up one moment, down the next moment. They're going through ins and outs. God don't change his mind. You upset and say, God changed his mind. No, you change your mind because you're going through all these emotions, all of these feelings. And when you hear the song, Bless It Assurance, he's guaranteed he's not going to let you be blinded or sideswiped. He ain't going to let you be fooled. He ain't going to let you be caught off guard. He ain't going to leave you alone. He's not going to stop his plan. He's still God at the end of the day. He's still God when you wake up. He's still God in the next hour. So we have to totally just put our trust in him and know that his will shall be done for our life. I just trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. If I'm stopped by what somebody said, it's just a word that was said about me. If I'm shifted by how somebody distracted me or delayed, most of us will not be able to hear the word. Mother, you get up at 5 a.m. Well, let me put it like that. You started speaking at approximately 5:08 after Mother Gwen prayed, and you came out of the box with a word from the Lord. Now, how many people are going to get up at 5 in the morning and get a fresh word off the press that will be life-changing, and they still yawning. you brought it on in, Mother, to the people.
Yeah.
Unscheduled for the life, to change their life. And then you took them on in and blessed their heart, and their hearts were delivered. Minds were set free.
Yeah.
Spirit by the word of God on today. Amen. So you came with an announcement today. Blessed assurance and serenaded that Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. And you brought it in, we washed in his blood. So that means that you ain't got to be walking around brainwashed. You could be walking around blood washed, knowing that his will shall be done for your life to bring us into the glory of God. And the experience that the Lord is doing it and has done it for our life, and he's bringing it to you clear, all clear. Your frequency is clear that you may walk in the presence of God for your life. It's all clear. You've been cleared so you can, for the takeoff. You've been cleared to do what you need to do. The spiritual runway is open for most of us today. And getting in that spiritual runway is a life-changing presence of God for our life. You know, they're walking in that spiritual runway for our life on today. So we thank God for the things of God on today. All right, Mother, open it up. Any? How many times did we say any questions or comments for the people? You said how many times over there? I said it. How many times over here?
Yeah.
All right.
I said it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gave you opportunity to come over here. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank God for the saints today, for y'all just listening in and being connected with us on today. Sometimes people don't own, and sometimes take some people a little more later than others. But those of you who are just joining us, you'll have to go back and get the recording of the Word of God on today. You have to go back and gather it today, the fresh word from the Lord, that it will be a blessing for your life and life-changing for your destiny on this day, on today. Thank God for Administrator Rita Bryant. Administrator Bryant, y'all had a powerful time this weekend at the powerful musical. It was packed to capacity, and you all serenaded the people with the worship and the quartet presence. So we thank God for you. Those of you who sold into the conference, I know she's thanking God for those of you who were a blessing to her. Thank God for you on today. We honor the Lord for so many of you who joined and connected and was a blessing on today. We just honor the Lord for you and you on today who were there for the great event over the weekend. It blessed so many people and the lives of the people. And we just had an awesome time as well, Mother Sydney, this past Sunday. God, people were blessed by the word. We talked about the power of the dying and how powerful it is to understand just a tenth and giving you the 90 will bring you into 100% of what God is doing for your life. The demonstration and the example of being able to give to the kingdom of God and give in the presence of the Lord God and watch his mighty hand move and watch his presence over the lives of his people. But I just thank God for knowing that the Lord's hand is upon you and you and you on today. And you said something else, Mother, today that was very powerful. And this is the third time I heard that. Twice somebody told it to me, but the third time I heard it, so actually five times, when you were saying you didn't use this term, but you never let the right hand know what the left hand does. Some things you don't let people know is you're doing it until it's done. Some things you just have to keep it to yourself. Something you have to just give God praise, because it's people, everybody is not privileged to the position to possess it. Some people are not privileged to the position that God have you in to possess it. You want me to go a little deeper? Let me go a little deeper. Some people on this journey is not privileged to the position God put you in to possess it. You work hard to get into this position. Now you're going to possess it. It's something you don't tell people about. God worked you up to get into that position so that you can possess it. And then some people, God would not put them in the position. And the reason why he don't put them in the position, because if they get in the position, they get in the position to get back at people and to prove to people it was God. Nothing you do is to prove to people. It's prove to demons that you have a presence to be in that position. You have the presence of God. It's the presence of God that gets you in the position. And you just can't tell everybody that when God gets you in that position to possess it, because folks don't want you to have things. They won't. So you can't share everything with everybody. God will select certain people you will share it with, and then God will allow the rest of them to view what you're going to enjoy riding in, living in, breathing in, having. Because God, when he sponsored you, you don't have to worry about anything. When God began to sponsor you, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to prove to people who wasn't there, prove to people who said you couldn't do it. When he sponsored the event, he marketed the event. He does what he does. Because it's already done. It's already done for you. It's already completed. It's already set in motion. It's already done, Mother. It's a beautiful thing when God does it. It's a bad thing when you done it. It's a beautiful thing when the Lord does it. When the Lord does it, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when God does it. That's a beautiful thing. When he do it, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, we thank God because he done it. Because he's positioned you to do it. It's a beautiful thing. And I thank God when the Spirit of the Lord God can position us to do it and to be in that place at the right time, the right season, and the right hour, and the right time zone. You spoke it today. The right time zone. He's already done it for our life on today. And that's for somebody else that's listening in right now. He put you in the right time zone to do what he has to do, and the right position to solidify your CD arrangement. Yeah. He do it for me. He does it for you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He does it for you. All right. Well, Mother, thank you so much. Yeah. We're looking to be with you. We're looking forward to your conference coming up, Back to the Cross. Also, we're looking forward to you. If you're in the Chicagoland area, join us on August 25th. There's a job fair at our church, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. 231 East 146th Street. If you're looking for a job, there's going to be many job perspectives that are job prospects that are going to be there. Many companies that are looking for job prospects, that is. Many companies that are looking for people to hire them. So you're looking for a job and you're looking to work and you want a good income and a good job, please join us at the job fair. It will be awesome. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, August 25th, 231 East, 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. You want to be there for it. Then Saturday morning is the back-to-school event, and worship experience that we're going to have. It's going to bless your life. You will be blessed tremendously by the presence, the power, the word of God. So join us in these awesome events. The Lord's hand is on it. Join us from 11 a.m. to 5, free food. We're going to have activities for the children out there to enjoy themselves. And we will be giving away backpacks, school supplies to all of the children. So come out to be with us that day. And we're going to have a powerful praise and worship ensemble by our ministry and Chananiah Ministries and other ministries in the area. We want you to be involved and we want you to participate. So come out there and be with us and enjoy the presence of God. That's Saturday morning into the evening, 11 a.m. to 12, and you will be blessed at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois, 11 a.m. to 11 to 4 p.m. on that Saturday. Friday night will be the job fair. You're looking for a job, you're looking to work. It will be over 20 vendors there that will be there. And if you're looking for a job, you want to be there in the place. Saturday morning, join us there for the awesome experience and prophetic presence and move of the Lord God. So we'd love to see you there in the building, in the place. I tell you, it will be life-changing for you. So we want to see you there. All right, don't forget, tomorrow morning, our great kingdom leaders will be coming back to bless us with a word from the Lord. Evangelist Wilkes, she have a word from the Lord for the youth as well as for your life, too. And don't miss these powerful 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. in the West Coast Time. Services that God is blessing his people with. They all are going to be life-changing for your life, and they will bless your life. So you want to be there in the building, in the place, and you want his word and will to be done for your life. So join us in these 5 a.m. conference line as well as Blog Talk Radio. And let it will be done. So join us and walk in over spirit tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. Restoration Destiny Center, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We will be having our powerful prayer time in the Lord, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock in the West Coast, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock. It will be prayer. And we believe in God for the people of God. We believe in God for you, and you, your ministry. We believe in the Lord for what he's doing in your life. So join us in these experiences and let his perfect will be done in your life, for your life, and through your life. God is up to something mightily for you, and you want to be part of the mighty move of God for your life and your destiny on today. All right, one more time. Any Anyone else want to say something? Do you have something you want to say to Mother Sydney? Do you have a praise report? Or you have a question in common? We did have a question, Mother, today, but I guess we'll pick it up at a later time. I think Evangelist Marshall, she had a question that she wanted to ask us today, but you went in. You went in. You were in the vein today. So I know Evangelist Marshall wanted to ask a question. She had a question for us. But I tell you, Mother, you was in the vein on today. So if you're there, Evangelist Marshall, and you wanted to ask your question, we can just pick it up on next week. We can do that as well, too. But I tell you, you were on it. You were on it on today. You were in the house. As I say, you were in the house. You were in the house on today with the word of God that blessed the people of God on today. All right, anyone else before we go?
Good morning.
Top of the morning. God bless you.
Yes. So good morning to Mother Sydney Prophet and to all the saints on the line. I have a question that a coworker asked me, and I would like to get some clarity on it. She is also a believer, and I guess she wanted to know if it was okay if a believer practiced yoga for just the sake of exercise.
Yoga, yoga, yoga. Are you there, Mother Sydney?
I'm here.
All right. Should a believer practice yoga?
Should a believer
they call that
practice
yoga? Yoga.
I think it's... Okay, when we look at that, when we look at yoga, look at the word yoga. Yoga means
that's
that
been a controversy in many
areas. You're being yoked up to something. And we as believers shouldn't be yoked up to anything. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're doing the yoga, they're meditating. They're becoming one with something. So they're being yoked up. And their spirit is intertwining with them, even though when you're doing the stretches. And if you look at the history of yoga, what it really means, not some Americanized. Go to a Buddha priest. They'll tell you what it means. It means to be yoked with something. And so many people might disagree with it, but there's no harm. If it was no harm in these practicing, because it's you're yoking up with some god, some idol. Because why did God tell the people of Israel not to intermarriage with other nations? Tell them not to be like them. Because what? Because their ways and their gods would be an influence upon you. And so meaning that word, even with the word yoga,
mm-hmm.
and then meaning, when you look in the back and you break it down, if it means to be yoked up with something, and I don't know what I'm being yoked up with, but Jesus said, how can two walk together except we agree? You agree with something that you want something, you want to be yoked up with something you know nothing about. You know, your mind, your soul, and your spirit is being yoked up with what you're meditating on. When they say don't meditate on anything, don't meditate on nothing. You're meditating on something. You're opening yourself up. So if you're not meditating on nothing and you're listening to these sounds, you know, you're listening to it. whatever music that you're playing in that yoga, you're opening yourself up to whatever's going to come in. I mean, there's different ways, you know, people when and they use it as a meditation, as a de-stressor. There are so many other options that you have to de-stress. There's so many options that you have to relax yourself. I believe yoga is a spiritual practice. That's what it is. It's that you come in one with the universe. How you can become one with the universe? You already in one. You already in tune. You control. You have authority. You command the atmosphere. When Jesus said, "I and my Father is one," go back to your beginning. Go back to your history. Because so much stuff happened. When God created mankind, he made him from the dust of the earth. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. If he created him from the dust of the earth, he is the earth. I'm on the Oshaya, God. He has control of the earth. If he made him from the dust, and he imparted his spirit into mankind, he became a living being. How is it, glory to God, that you need to meditate, open yourself up. The God in you come alive and meditate on these things. Whatsoever is lovely, meditate on those things, as Paul said. Think on these things, meditate upon these things. So everything where there's a positive, there's a negative. Where there's a Christ, there's an anti. Where there's the light, there's a light. When there as a roaring lion, there is a lion. And so we have to be careful of what we intertwine with, what we yoke ourselves up with. If whatever they choose, but the Lord tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. When you come out from among those things, and even in the body, if there's something that's not of God, you come out from among it too. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, it doesn't line up with your foundation, you come out from among it too. You don't let it, you don't be yoked up. You don't be tied up. You don't be tangled up in that stuff. Because it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for anything to grow your foundation, because when stuff start growing on your foundation, why you think some people become unlearned? How do they become all misbehaving? I don't want to use those words, those labels. Amen. Glory to God. Become ignorant, unlearned. Their mind messes up. Their thought process can't think right. Because they allow themselves to be yoked up and tied up and tangled up and some things that they had no business being tied up to. Because when you meditate, and if you don't think on these things, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever good report, Paul tells us to think on those things. If you don't think or meditate on the word of God, you open yourself up, and yoga tells you to don't think on anything. Just put a picture in your mind of the earth, of a flower. You're not thinking on those things, but you open yourself wide up. Come in and take part of you. So you wonder why. You start thinking strange things, and things start, your mindset start to change. Your language and your lingo start to change. That's why you better be careful who you yoke up with. even with marriage. Don't be unequal yoke. I mean, like, you're going to be yoked up together. You'll be tied together. It's like a noose around you. So we got to be careful who we be yoked up with. And people say, oh, ain't no harm in that. Huh. Ain't no harm in that. When the children of Israel said that, they wanted a king. They wanted to be like the other people. They wanted to be like other nations. We want a king. They got a king. The bottom line is they wanted to be untied to Christ, to God, because God said, I've chosen you to be my people. And I wanted to be your God. So here it is, when the Lord set them free, because they was already yoked up, and he set them free again, amen, glory to God. He took them from out of Egypt, but their mind was still yoked up, tied up, and tangled up, because that's all they knew. It just messed up. That's all they knew. You can't put new wine into old skin. It'll burst. And so we have to be careful on what and what we meditate upon and what we allow ourselves to be open to. So women of God, I hope that will give you some clarity or you a clarity of your question. Should we, you know, should we do yoga? What's wrong with yoga? To me, you know, the Bible said work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's to each his own. You say it's okay. It's okay for you. Not okay for me.
Well, thank you so much for the clarity, and I will make sure that I will relay that to her.
Okay. You're welcome. Have her do history on her. History. Have her search it out. If she don't want to take our word for it, tell her search it out. Search it out. Search it out. Not from the Americanized way, from where it originated from. Search it out. That's why we have to do history. That's why we have to search our own history and where we came from, why we the way we are, who we really are. History.
Amen.
Because
hallelujah.
I believe God didn't give Prophet Matthew this line, you know, for you to take our opinion and our thought. No. God, we are a free agent. God give us choices. But
that's
if you're
it.
A Christian, if you're a born-again believer, amen, and knowing and trying to live by God's law, amen. And someone else, they asked me a question. You know, they had me to go listen to this preacher was talking about the king who King James was. And he was talking about King James, you know, this Bible that we read, you know, and how purity of you going by what this man say. And I said, here it is. Another person is out there confusing people. Do your research, your own self, and find out who King James was and how it originated, how he interpreted. Amen. King James didn't write the Bible. The Bible was written by inspired men of God, inspired by the Holy Ghost. It was written in Hebrew and Arabic. And so if you want to understand, okay, learn Hebrew, learn Arabic in its original form. So everything has a history. It has a history behind it. And many times, we don't want to do the research. We don't want to do research. We have to do the research on things that God give us. And so on today, I'm not a historian, but I would do my research. And I say Dr. Matthew is a historian because he does his, he know history. I know some history, but he know history because he didn't put years and time and study in it and taught it. I can go so far back, but Prophet Matthew could go a little much more further than I can go when he's talking about history, the history of things. And it just takes research. History takes time.
That's it.
It takes time. It takes your time. And so do you have your time to study the history of something that you want to apply to your life? Or you want somebody else history?
Amen.
And history is his story. Oh, my, need you a both shot. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, Mother, you brought a lot of points in as it relates to the question that was asked there. And this time when most people are studying or learning meditation or consecration, the Western world and the Eastern world have two different patterns of what they call meditation. And the original, where actually what we call yoga came from, or the word yoga came from India, the culture. If we attach the word yoga to modern day, it would be a different term. But if we attached it to a church setting, then you would hear pastors say, as the word of God say, well, let's take it to Joshua. Joshua would say, I will meditate on the word of God. And somebody will, from another culture, will use their language or their terminology. I believe as history established things, people in history change the meaning of prayer and meditation. People change the history of how things are actually done. Or people attach it to a religious moment or religious doctrine. And when you start talking about just the word yoga, it put an automatic thought in the mind of the people. And so when you look at yoga, you're talking about yogi or coming together. But if you break it down in this sense, to reach God and to reach eternal power, one must enter into a state of a mind to reach him through what we call transcending. Transcending means to bring your body into a trance. Now listen to this. To transcend, you don't stay in a trance, because a trance put you in a comatose state where you're just there. To transcend means to go into a state of mind and let his presence ascend you into elevation or ascend you into a dimension in God. So you hear people sitting down and say, man, you're in a trance. Well, it doesn't mean that person in a trance, that person is thinking his or her way into a way to resolve something or a way to tap in. I'm thinking. your mind is taking you into a spiritual state. Meditation, to meditate on the Word of God day and night, means you read the Word of God and you meditate on it. So from the Word of God, I'm reading something. The Lord is my shepherd. So I'm meditating on how can the Lord be a shepherd, and he's Lord. He's the Lord. A Lord shouldn't be a shepherd. So David put the Lord is a shepherd. So we use the word Lord, which comes more from what we call the colonial system. The Lord is my shepherd. So if you take the Lord out and put God is my shepherd, then it would be a different mindset for us who are here. If you take it out and put Elohim is my shepherd, then you would get it from a Arabic or a Hebrew word. So we use words to explain a meaning to that culture, that generation, or that people. And so by the time we get it from the religious world or the religious system, and then you connect it to the spiritual system, then you have to ask the question, Jesus came to not do away. He didn't came to change the law. He came to fulfill it. The letter kill it, but the spirit gives life. So he gives you the letter to understand it, but you don't stay in the letter. You let the letter become spirit. Because if I read the word of God in the Old Testament, I'm reading what we call 39 books of what we call theology. Five of them are law. 12 of them are what we call history. Then you have five books, which is called poetic, and then you have 17 prophetic books, but they're all what we consider concealed. They're concealed because you have translator who have went inside 47 of them to give a translation or understanding of what's been written, transcend, translated. So they go in and carefully break down what these 39 books are saying, from actually Arabic to Greek to German to Latin to the English term and to what we get. And we're learning how the word of the Lord God has been given by the inspiration of its writers. Now, as Mother said, King James did not have any writing in the book. What he did is he authorized them to rewrite it so he could give them the English Standard Version or the colonial standard of the Bible. Now, if you go back deep into the history of slavery, when people was enslaved in deep history, they were not treated like modern-day slave of our ancestors, beat, whipped to be slave. No, they were slave because they worked for labor. They were given a wage for their labor. Then 7 years, they were free of their labor of what they worked for. We took it, or the colonial system took it, to keep people in bondage and bound. So we're taking words, and we're shifting words. So when you look at yoga, you're looking at yoke. Well, if you study Buddhism, and I was sharing with some of my colleagues over the last week, I took some people to study what Hinduism is all about, to understand Hinduism. We looked and did Hinduism, and then I took them to understand what is the oldest religion in the world, what is the most, right now, what is the quickest growing religion in the world? And then what is the most deceptive religion in the world? Now, if I share this with all of you today, some of you may be mad at me, but historically, it's what it is. Statistically, what you're reading statistically is going on in the world in terms of religion. So we look at Christianity. You study Christianity, you'll find that the word Christianity is geared towards paganism. It's more paganism. If you read, if you understand the fastest growing religion in the world, which is Islam, 1.1 million to 1.6, 1.1 billion to 1.6 billion, then you understand that they 1, 2, 3, you go down. Hinduism is, I think, the fourth, one of the oldest religion in the world. So you're dealing with the oldest religion. And you're connecting what we call yoga to what we call Buddhism, or Buddha, or Buddhism. And if you really do an in-depth study, and everybody should, you really should study religion. And the reason being, you will find out that as you study religion, what the colonial system taught and what we've been shared, Buddhism is really dealing with understanding the meditation, the universe, the present. Buddha studied God himself. He dealt with the spirit of God himself. But if you connect it to the systems of the world, then you have to deal with conflict of the writers, what they said about religion. If you take it to Constantine religion, which Constantine religion connects you to what we call the Roman Catholic Church, and you connecting Constantine religion to the word, what we call cross or crossroad. So when you get the word cross, what you get is what we call crossroad. You reach a cross in a road. So in a road, when you can't go any further, you have a choice to go right or left. So the hanging of the cross simply means what was hung up in your life, and you left it there, so you have to make a choice to go right or left. Crossroad, hanging on the cross. So we get the word cross, or hanging on the cross. And from that place, we have established the cross based upon the crossroad. And we have a choice to make a right or left decision from the crossroad, which you get the cross. And from the crossroad, you have a choice to make. Every time the Romans captured a nation or a country, they made a road to Rome. And the road to Rome will lead the people to understand the Roman way of thinking, the Roman mindset, the Roman language, the ways of Rome. And from that, you have Roman Catholic. You have Greek Orthodox Catholic. You have different types of Catholic. Now, if people hear the word Catholic, what do they think about Catholic? They think about the Catholic Church. But the word Catholic means universe. So we have to understand that everything is geared toward the universe, to bring the people into the universal plan of becoming one with God in all essence of God. But if you connect it to the gene of God, that means you're going back to Genesis. So you get Genesis, which deal with the gene of God. The Genesis deal with the gene of God, the mind of God, the wittiness of God, the genuineness of God, and it connects you to all of the G's, God himself, the gene of God, the genuine of God, the genius of God, the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the grandeur of God. All of the G's bring you into oneness with him, because you're trying to take the gene in your brain and open it up to the genuineness of the genius that's in you. And we have that. So the word God in the Bible was translated from Elohim, Yah, or Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh, and all of his names comes through that word God. And from that, everything is exists globally, globally God. And so from all of the religions in the world, the number one religion in the world is Christianity. That's the number one religion in the world. The number two religion in the world, I believe, is Judaism, then Islam. So now Judaism goes way, way, way back. It is an original a place to understand it. So we're learning, we're coming, like now in the world, we're coming to the knowledge. The world is coming to the knowledge, or people are coming to the knowledge of the true essence of who Yahweh is, or Yah, to understand who Elohim is, God to us. And the tap into God is to tap into who he is in us. And to really get God is not necessarily through prayer, because prayer is communicating with God. To meditate is to med, like medical. Meditate on God, or meditation. So you're coming into a state in God where you're transcending, your thoughts. You're coming into a place where you're tapping into him. Really, he's in you. And when you start meditating on God, then the gene in you is opened up to the expression of who he is in you and in your life. So if you say, I'm going to meditate on the Lord today. I'm going in to meditate on the Lord. Actually, people don't understand meditation. Because when you meditate on the Lord, you have to say, God, what am I going into the presence of the Lord for? I'm going to meditate. So what am I going in to do? So you're choosing what you want to go into the presence of the Lord. So I'm meditating. They connected to Joshua, say, meditate on the word of God day and night. Day and night means you're in his word, and you're taking his word and you're keeping it in your heart. The word of God do I hide in my heart that I might not sin it against it. So I'm taking the word of God and I'm hiding it in me, so that I won't do what? I don't want to sin against it. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to change it. I want to keep it in my heart. So if I meditate on it, hide it, then I'm connecting with it. I'm yoking it up in me. I'm keeping it in me. I'm making the word my life. So I'm meditating on the word of God day and night. So I have it in me. I'm meditating on it. And so if it's being meditated upon, it's being applied to my life. So I'm taking the word of God, I'm meditating on the word of God, and I'm applying it to my life. And so as I apply it to my life, I'm making it work for my life. So I'm taking the word, I'm in a trance. I close my eyes. It's quiet in that place. And in that place, there is darkness that shows up, because my mind is in solitude, some trance. Then in that, I'm rising from the dark place into the gene that's bringing light to me. It's lighting up. As people pray with their eyes closed, they start opening their mouth and speaking. So you're speaking. So from that place, you're speaking things from your mouth. Out of the abundance of the mouth, the what? The heart speaks. So from the heart, the ear, H-E-A-R-T, it responds to what? It responds to what? The earth, E-A-R-T-H, the earth. The earth hears the heart. The heart hears the earth. And it responds to the ear. Of the heart. Now, in the earth, the ear, the other ear hears it because it's responding to what you're meditating on. I'm meditating on the word. So I'm taking the word and I'm applying it. Because what? In the beginning was the word. And how do I get the word? I have to hear the word. Hear the word. So I'm hearing the word. As I hear the word, H-E-A-R, I hear as an ear. So I'm hearing what comes through my ear. My ear hears the word. And in the beginning was what? The word. And the word was with who? Elohim or Yahweh from the beginning. And so I'm taking the word. So every individual, nationality, and creed from around the world takes that word from their environment, their society, their nation, and the way it applies to them, and they apply the word to their heart, to their ear, and they use the word based upon their nation, country, nationality, people. I was preaching at a church, and the church was a Haitian church, and they loved to praise God. They loved to dance in the Haitian language. They loved the Lord. So as I was, before I even preached, so I'm in the service for 2 hours, they're in the praise and the marching and the praising the Lord. And I mean, so if I was not spiritual enough to understand how they praise God and